Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a late Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Jim Ballard is our guest, our good friend, longtime 17-year, more than 16, almost 17-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a management consultant, leadership trainer, motivational speaker. He's very closely associated with Ken Blanchard, our other friend, Ken Blanchard. In fact, Jim introduced us to Ken Blanchard, and who we've had the benefit of talking to a lot, including lately. The whole Well Done series of books, Jim has been the heart of that series with the co-authors. Still, though, Jim, Little Wave and Old Swell is still one of my favorites. Mind Like Water, that was the first one, wasn't it, that you and I talked about?
Yes, it was.
I still love those books. And, folks, anything that Jim Ballard does is top shelf. And if you find what he does and you come and you own it, either an article or a book or whatever, you'll thank me later. Jim Ballard, thanks again for being here. We're talking about what you call the conquering of life,
the
ability
of life,
to rise up and take on life. And what we got to, though, Jim, in the last segment was not only rising up to conquer life in your own world, but to have a little bit left over, or to make a little bit extra to share with others. What is this conquering thing? Is generosity, the concept of generosity, the concept of being less selfish, of subordinating yourself a little bit, I know that's part of leadership. Is that part of conquering?
Of course, because you have to conquer selfishness in order to be generous, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's that little pettiness, that littleness in us that we do have to do battle against. It isn't other stuff. It's that. It's the mean. You know, there's one Eastern sage that called these the meannesses of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
We have to overcome our own little meannesses, and that's the selfishness and the pettiness and the me first that you're talking about. That's
right.
That's the battle, and you know, if we fight, we're better off. If we come up against that in ourselves, then we're coming up against. Here's how Yogananda said it. I quote him all the time, but he says, awaken the victor in yourself, arouse the sleeping hero in yourself, and lo, no sorrow will ever again overwhelm you. Well, sorrow comes to us so often because of that meanness, because of that selfishness.
Well, you know, Jim, all my life coming up as a child as a Christian, as a Protestant, I heard the concept of being blessed by God blessing you, you know, being blessed as a child of God, that kind of thing. And then later on as I became an adult, I started hearing people talking about people blessing other people.
Mm-hmm.
You this person was a blessing in my life, that kind of thing.
Right,
and to me, that was really profound when I started realizing that you and I can bless each other.
We can be a blessing, yeah.
And doesn't that make it even more powerful? Isn't that a more powerful way to think about it and say it than just saying I'm going to be generous today?
I like it a lot.
And what I believe, Jim, is that the more you do that, the easier it is to conquer your own self, your own life.
Yeah, it's all one thing.
There's a term in Ecclesiastes. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. I think
right.
That's what that's
yeah.
all about, too. What do you think?
Yeah, yeah. If you're generous, you're gonna. That's gonna come back.
And then it comes back around to the patience too, doesn't it? Because it might take a long time to come back.
Well, we have to work on ourselves. That's the battle. We have to, you know, you were saying earlier, you were talking about patience, which is that when somebody's short-tempered with us or, you know, impatient with us, that, you know, the tendency is to receive a kick for a slap, you know.
Right.
So that overcoming is within ourselves, is to say, no, you know, I don't have to be that way. I can be better than that. And that's the battle. That's what we all have to do today. Here's Yogananda again. Always know that every day is a fresh opportunity on the part of the human ego to perform more and more exploits of heroism. Meet everybody and every circumstance on the battlefield of life with the courage of a hero and the smile of a conqueror. And, you know, he's talking about kindness there, too.
If I could give anybody the ability to conquer, including myself, the ability to conquer a single thing today, it would be to conquer selfishness. And I think if we'll do that, all the other stuff will fall into place. What do you think?
I think that's the battle, Jim. That's exactly what the battle is. You know, people who do battle with that, with the ego, with the selfishness inside themselves, are those people that bless the rest of us, aren't they?
Well said. That's a great last word, Jim. You got a website you want to give us?
No. I don't have one.
I told you that's why we love Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. He's just here for you, and he's been here all these years now just for you. Jim Ballard, you bless us with your time and your wisdom. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Jim joined us. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.